State law says that some sex offenders are entitled to community-based treatment once they're released from prison, but the state has had little luck finding towns and cities that will take them. That's especially true in Milwaukee County, where community groups and public officials have adamantly fought any efforts to house sex offenders there. Attorney Ellen Hennick told justices that's been unfair to her client, Sean Shulpius. Shulpius first pleaded guilty to sexual assault in 1991, and he was supposed to be moved to home supervision 8 years ago. Today, he's still confined to a state treatment center. Hennick blames what she calls obstructionist county officials.
There has been a belief that somehow that if you keep resisting this long enough, there will be no one placed in Milwaukee County. And I believe that is the heart of what is going on.
Hennick told justices her client should be released altogether, that only then would the state and the county start to address the larger issue. Attorney Diane Welsh represents the State Department of Health and Family Services. She says there are better remedies.
This is a person who offended while in a halfway house. I don't know that we can fault the Milwaukee halfway houses for refusing to take him. You know, he presented too big of a risk.
Welsh says the state set aside money to buy land and build a community home specifically for Milwaukee sex offenders, but the idea of 12 offenders under one roof has met fierce local opposition. The court could order the state and county into action. Some justices also asked about housing Milwaukee sex offenders in other counties. Justices may also use this case to decide whether offenders like Shulpius have the right to sue for money damages when they're not released. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.